Good morning. We're continuing Chayot HaMakam on Tess, and we learned Siman Yud yesterday. I want to clarify one point. I think I said something incorrectly. I want to correct that. So we said, according to the Chayot HaMakam, that there's a problem of Shini Mokam Mechadr L'Cheder. So he says, in the case where a person is eating, it applies as well. But if he had intent originally to go Mechadr L'Cheder, so then there's no problem of Shini Mokam. According to Mr. Brewer, that we hold the Mechadr L'Cheder, there's no problem with Shini Mokam, at least Bidi Evid. For sure, there wouldn't be no such issue over here. And but the Halacha L'Chayotim would be relevant, Mibayis L'Bayis. I do want to clarify, that, however, that the Halacha of that Das works, that the Mishnah does agree that Das does not work Mibayis L'Bayis, with the exception of Pas, eating bread, but for Paris and those type of things, the Das does not work. And so we cannot transport totally the concept of the Chayotim, Mechadr L'Cheder, to the Mishabur, Mebayis L'Bayis. The din that, even though one is eating, when one steps outside, they would require a new bracha, would be true according to the Mishabur, just like it's true according to the Chayotim, but that the Das helps. That would not be correct according to the Mishnah Berurah. We do want to point out, however, that which we said, the food which is in one's mouth already, the halacha of l'chadim doesn't apply. That's true even when it's stepping outside. And one last point, Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha says that a person is eating without any interruption, so then the bracha does continue even when one steps outside. He says the time lapse in between bites would be Tech de Dibur. So a person pauses more than Tech de Dibur between bites, taking a bite out of the food, the bite out of the apple, or putting another pretzel in his mouth. Pretzel's not a good example, I'm sorry. Putting another sunflower seed in his mouth. If the time lapse is more than Tech de Dibur, the halach of the Chayotim would apply. But if it's less than that, the halach of the Chayotim does not apply. Not everybody agrees with Ramosha on this point. And some argue that the concept of the Tech Dibur would not help for this purpose, which is a very good argument. So really a person should not rely on that lechatchila. And as we saw from the discussion in the Chazanish yesterday, he held that even if it's in one's mouth, if there's going to be a problem of stepping outside. So obviously he would disagree with this idea of taking a new bite, Tech Dibur, and being considered one long maisachila, which the bracha has already taken effect and there's no need for a new bracha. Okay, so we are starting Chayotim, Klal Nun Tes, Siman Yud Aleph. So the Chayotim introduces a halacha of a person who's traveling. And so what are the halachas of a person who's traveling? Do we argue when a person is traveling? So there's a constant Sheni Mokum issue taking place, and he has to make new brachas regularly? Or do we argue the following thought, that Sheni Mokum requires a Mokum? You have to start with a place, and then you change your place, so you lose the bracha. The bracha took a certain amount of connection to the place where you started, and therefore you lose the bracha as you're going. However, by Herlich Derech, where he never had a place to start with, there's no problem of Shini Mokum. So that's the question which the Chayotim is going to deal with. And he says the following, Holchei Drachim, people which are traveling, Mutarim Lechol B'Derech Halichosom, they're able to eat as they're going. If that was the original plan, b'shas habracha. So it means a person is planning to leave, but he says, you know what, I can chop Ryan eating a little bit at home. And then he starts eating at home, and then he realizes that he has to go. So that's a problem of that to be a Sheni Mokum issue, because he had planned to eat at home and not to go. Or a person stopped along the way and said, you know, let's sit down and eat something. We have a few minutes to sit down and eat. And then they realized that they had to keep going, so the person did not have intent to eat it along the way. But in a case where a person plans to just eat it as he's going, so in that situation, a person would not need to make a new bracha. Now, we will talk about a situation where a person's in a car and he steps out of the car. Do we look at a car as a mokum? And therefore, when he steps out of the car, you're changing Mokum, and therefore there would be an issue of Shini Mokum. Or do we look at a car that's not significant enough to give it a status of a Mokum for these purposes, and therefore it's not called Sheni Mokum when a person would step out of the car along the way by gas station to run inside and get something to eat or something of that sort, use the bathroom. Is that considered a Sheni Mokum situation or not? So that we will clarify based on the point that the Chaim is going to raise, Besez Hashem, I'm not finding it right now, but the Chaim is going to come along later on. Oh, here's Simon Yud Beis. So Simon Yud Beis is going to discuss transferring from the ground into the wagon, and we will clarify that point over there. So that's the Chayadim, it's a case of Holoch Derech. Now the Chayadim then moves to a situation where a person is outside, doing some work outside, and he's eating outside. What about that situation? And we will leave that Bez Hashem for the following shir, and meanwhile, have a good day.